With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says work remains in ending the Russian war in Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Rubio said U.S. and Ukrainian officials held productive talks for about 4 hours on Sunday, but said there's a way to go before finding an endgame. The discussions were held in Florida ahead of this week's Moscow visit by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, who's scheduled to meet with Russian President Putin. President Trump, pointing to some corruption problems in Ukraine, told reporters there's still a good chance a deal can be reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some 250 federal border agents begin an immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. It's being called the Swamp Sweep. Operation led by Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino aims to arrest 5,000 people in New Orleans. Bovino led similar aggressive operations in other blue states. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry supports those agents. Well, there's no question about it. Winter making its debut, at least in the upper Midwest, and now it's starting to move eastward. Here's Donna Warder.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says some parts of the Great Lakes region were hit pretty hard by a weekend snowstorm.
We did have areas of Iowa and Illinois that saw over a foot of snow. In fact, we had one report of 15 inches near a place called Fort Dodge in Iowa.
Now another storm is expected to develop Monday across parts of the Ohio Valley and the Mid-South, then head to parts of the Northeast.
Plenty of snowfall occurring. It's going to be the first snowfall of the season for many of these areas.
But Orison says it looks like major cities will be avoiding any significant snowfall. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Well, what do you believe about the afterlife?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of self-described Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. 12% believe they will experience, quote, eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. One-third of people who say they're born-again Christians also think that people can achieve heaven by doing good works. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the board overseeing Alabama public libraries voting to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and kids sections of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action, the latest salvo in the national fight over library content, being driven by a number of parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to very young children. This is SRN News. Correspondent Raph Wober reports authorities are looking into who may be responsible for that massive fire in Hong Kong that has killed scores of people.
There's also a police investigation as well as an anti-corruption investigation going on against the contractors who may or may not be responsible for this fire. They were doing renovation work at the apartment blocks.
Death toll now stands at 146. Authorities urging witnesses to a deadly shooting at a child's birthday party in Stockton, California, to come forward. Officials say three kids, ages 8, 9, and 14, were killed. An adult also died in that incident. No arrests have been made, and a family member says the party was in honor of a little 2-year-old child. That little girl was not hurt. More details at srnnews.com.